Thank the Lord that we can come before Him together to worship Him. My tears almost come out when I saw a lot of children come up. Their hearts are so pure. They are willing to praise the Lord. There's no shame, no obstacles.
他们就走到前面来就一起唱,
they simply come up and sing.
或者他们也不会唱,
or they don't know how to sing.
但是他们有心要来敬拜神,
but they have a heart to worship.
希望我们的心就是如此的单纯,
may our heart be so simple as well.
来到神面前,
to come before the Lord.
求他自己来满足我们,
may He satisfy us.
愿他也在我们当中得到满足,
may He be satisfied among us.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
恩主我们感谢你, 实在是你自己的恩典召聚了我们每一个人。
Gracious Lord, we thank you that your grace called every one of us.
在这干旱无水之处, 主, 你要在这边滋润我们。
In this dry place, that you will give us water.
主, 让我们看到你乃是那磐石。
Let us see that you are the rock.
磐石要裂开, 流出活水。
And the living water will come from you.
这活水要流入我们每一颗干渴的心,
to every heart that needs water.
你今天要再次的滋润我们,
today you will give this water to us.
让我们不止在里面再次活过来,
let us to come back to life again.
让我们从我们的腹中也能够流出活水的江河来,
so that the living water can come within us.
愿你的名得荣耀,
may your name be glorified.
我们祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我看到我们当中好像有一些新来的人, 所以好不好我们花30秒钟我们跟旁边人说 hello, 还是跟他们问好一下好不好?
I saw some newcomers. Let us spend 30 minutes to say hello to each other.
好,我们待会儿还有时间,聚完会我们还可以再问好。
And we'll have some more time afterwards.
我们再看一下刚刚我们所念,约翰福音第七章, 我们从37节, 我们再读到39节。
We'll read again, John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39.
我们翻到的话,用中文,英文,我们一起来念。 节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。好，我们就停在这里。记得我们上一次 谈到的就是在约翰福音第六章里面讲到他是生命的粮。
Remember that it was recorded in chapter 6 of John that Jesus is the bread of life.
我们如果来到面前领受他的话, 我们就能够饱足。
If we come before him, we will be satisfied.
接着到了第七章, 这边他又说到, 他是那活水。
Now in chapter 7, Jesus said that he is the living water.
甚至我们在第五章里面, 我们可以看到, 第四章里面, 刚刚领会弟兄带我们读, 就是在雅各井旁发生的事情。
Even in chapter 4, we read that what happened by the well of Jacob.
有一个妇人, 她天天来打水。
A woman came to draw water every day.
我相信这个水是她所需要的。
That is what she needs.
但是我们看到耶稣来到这井旁把他的景况讲了出来。
But Jesus came before her and talked about her situation.
他说,如果你喝了我所赐的活水,你就再也不渴。
Jesus told her that you will never be thirst again if you drink the water that I give you.
这个妇人很高兴,他说,把这个活水赐给我吧。
The woman was very happy and she asked for the water.
但是我们知道这妇人她是里面有很多的问题。
But we knew that this woman had a lot of problems within her.
不知她的里面她所饥渴的尚不能满足。
Her thirst cannot be satisfied.
甚至我们知道她也不晓得到什么地方敬拜才好。
And she didn't know where to worship.
所以她身体的需要她要敬拜的对象她也不大清楚。
So for her bodily needs and spiritual needs, she don't know where to go.
耶稣就把她就是活水表明在这妇人的面前。
And Jesus revealed that he is the living water.
我们知道以色列人他们在神眼中就是做了两件恶事，你们记得吗？
We know that the Israelites, they have two evil things before the eyes of the Lord.
耶利米书第二章十三节他这么说。
In the Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 13,
我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and drew themselves cisterns, rotten cisterns that can hold no water.
So, 两件事，第一件事就是离弃我这活水的泉源。
Two things here. First, forsaken the fountain of the living water.
第二件事是自己做了一个池子，想存一点水，结果这个池子却是会漏的池子。
The second thing, they made their own pool for the water, which cannot store water.
很多时候，我们的光景就是这样。
Many times, our situation are exactly the same.
结果我们患得的就是我们的干渴。
The result is the thirst in us.
我们回过头来看这约翰福音第七章。
Let us turn back to John chapter 7.
37节他说节期的末日就是最大之日。
Verse 37 here says, the last and greatest day of the feast.
以色列人他们一共有七个节期。
For Jews, for Israelites, they have altogether seven feasts.
这是神为他们预备的。
That God prepares for them.
我自己也很喜欢过节期。
I myself love feast a lot.
因为这个时候是最喜乐的。
Because that's a joyful day.
好像是把过去一切的辛苦、一切的经营可以把它暂时放一边。
Seems like you can pull away all the burdens.
那这段时间里面，我们可以一起的享受，一起的在这边能够跟其他的人一起的啊欢乐。
And we can enjoy together and be joyful together.
这个时候我们看到以色列人他们有三个节期比较靠近的。
There are three feasts of the Israelites that are close to each other.
一个是逾越节。
One is a Passover.
一个是七七节。
And one is a Pentecostal.
还有一个是祝棚节。
And the other is the Feast of Tabernacle.
最后这个节日是最大的。
The last one is the greatest.
他可以看到就是这些牛羊所献上是其他节日的七倍多。
And you can see the offerings of the lambs and the cows are actually seven times what as before.
所以你们可以看到就是以色列人对这祝棚节是多重要。
So you can see that how important it is to the Israelites.
为什么他们要守着祝棚节呢？
Why they had this Feast of Tabernacle?
他们记得他们的祖先曾经从在旷野里面他们饥渴。
Because they want to remember that their forefathers, they were thirst in the desert.
我们看一下出埃及记第十七章。
Let us read Exodus chapter 17.
第一节我们读到第六节。
From verse 1 to verse 6.
出埃及记第十七章第一节到第六节。
Exodus chapter 17 verse 1 to 6.
我念给大家听。以色列全会众都遵耶和华的吩咐，照着帐口从逊的旷野往前行，在腓立定安营，百姓没有水喝，所以与摩西争闹说，给我们水喝吧。摩西对他们说，你们为什么与我争闹，为什么试探耶和华呢？百姓在那里甚渴，要喝水，就向摩西发怨言说，你为什么将我们从埃及领出来，使我们和我们的儿女并牲畜并都渴死了呢？摩西就呼求耶和华说，我向这百姓怎样行呢？他们几乎要拿石头打死我。 耶稣对摩西说，你手里拿着你先前击打河水的杖，带领以色列人的几个长老从百姓面前走过去，我必在河裂的磐石那里站在你面前，你要击打磐石，从磐石里必有水流出来，使百姓可以喝。
The whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from the place to place as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, the well was no water for the people to drink. So they quarreled with Moses and said, give us water to drink. Moses replied, why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test? But the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses. They said, why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children and livestock die for thirst? Then Moses cried out to the Lord, why am I to do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me. The Lord answered Moses, walk on ahead of the people. Take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. I will stand there before you by the rock at Herbor. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink. So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel.
我们看到这边神做了一件奇妙的事。
We see that here God did a wonderful thing.
在磐石里面流出水来。
Waters from the rock.
能够让这些百姓及他们的儿女牲畜都有水喝。
So the people, their children, the livestock can drink.
所以他们到了祝棚节的时候。
So in the Feast of Tabernacle,
一共有七天的时间。
There are altogether 7 days.
他们再次的就是到耶路撒冷的地方。
They gather together in Jerusalem.
那么他们重新再住在帐篷里面。
And they live again in the tabernacle.
重新再回味以前他们在旷野他们所居住的时候。
They want to re-experience what they had, their ancestors had experienced.
甚至他们有一个仪式。
They even have a ritual.
他们从希罗亚水池里面拿一桶水，然后倒在一个磐石上面。他们就说。
They would draw waters from the pool.
然后叫在这磐石上面，就是预表，就是这磐石曾经出过水来喂养我们的祖先。
Pour the water on the rock to symbol that actually the water has coming out of the rock before.
所以这祝棚节一共七天。
So there are altogether 7 days.
他们每天就是在这边一直在庆祝。
So they celebrate every day.
这个祝棚节其实就跟现在的 Thanksgiving 有点相近。
So this.This feast is almost like the Thanksgiving Day nowadays.
这是神对神吩咐啊，借着摩西吩咐以色列人说，你们要把禾场的谷、酒榨的酒收藏以后，就要守这个祝棚节七日。
So this is what God ordered Israelites through Moses, that they will celebrate this Feast of Tabernacles 7 days.
所以从生活方面来讲，这是以色列人他们好像把一年他们所辛苦的经营的都放在一边，然后来庆祝。
So it is almost like after harvest that Israelites will pull off all what's concerning them and just solely come to worship God.
要从宗教方面来讲，他们好像就是这是一个节期，他们要守的这个节期。
So from the religious point of view, this is a feast that they need to obey.
所以我们看到很奇妙的是，耶稣他来到这圣殿的时候，那他。讲出这句话是在节期的末日。
So it's amazing that Jesus said these words at the end of the festival, at the latest last day.
这个他说这节期的末日也是最大之日。
Actually, it is the greatest day of the feast.
过了这日以后，第二天他们又要回去原来他们所工作的生活的地方。
And after that day, their life will back to as before.
你知道这个时候。我们从最高潮的时候要再回去原来生活的那个步调里面有时候是最难的。
So a lot of times it's so difficult when we want, go from a peak to the bottom again.
记得有一次我们还没有这个大堂的时候我们在那副堂聚会。
I still remember that when we worship in that fellowship hall.
大概主日早晨将近十点的时候有一通电话打来。
Almost 10 o'clock in the morning, there was a phone call.
那刚好我接到
and I received that phone call.
他是从一个救护 救护车的里面救护人员打电话来。
It was from an ambulance.
他说：“你们可不可以有人过来啊，安慰安慰一下这家人？”
So and the people there said, "Can you have someone came to comfort someone?"
那我说：“你先给我个地址。”
I said, "Just give me an address first."
然后我说：“到底是怎么回事？”
So I asked, "What happened?"
他说：“这一家有一个 accident 发生，然后啊，他说是这个家的女主人没有办法安静下来，可不可以请你们过来一下？”
So they said there was an accident and the lady cannot calm down. Can you come to calm her?
他继续解释，他说因为这个 lady 的 house 就是这家的女主人是中国人，她会讲中国话，所以我们从电话号码簿找到你们这个中国教会。
So they said that because the owner of the house was Chinese and we found their address and we found your address through the phone book, so they called.
我说可以啊，我们可以过去。
I said, okay, we'll come.
然后他说你要不要跟那个女主人讲一下话，因为她没有办法安静下来。
So, they said, do you want to talk to the lady?
我就跟这个女主人讲了一下话。
So I talked with the lady.
我说我们现在过来看你，可以吗？
I said, can we come to see you?
所以这个 lady 说，哦，不需要，不需要。
The lady said,No, you don't have to.
但是我可以听到他的口语好像刚刚经过一件很大的事。
But I can feel that she went through some terrible things.
我说没关系，我们可以马上过来。
So、I said it doesn't matter, I can come.
然后他说不需要不需要，这些我们可以自己弄。
She kept saying no, I can take care of it.
哇，如果女主人说不要过来的话，我想那我就不过去了。
So、I thought probably it's not proper for me insist to come.
但是聚会的时候，我心里就是很纳闷。
But somehow I still wonder in my heart.
聚完会大概十二点多。
It was about 12.
那我就找了张弟兄，大概还记得，我们就。
So I asked Brother Chang.
我说有这一回事，然后也在住在 Overland Park， 我们是不是需要去看一下？
I shared the situation with him and said, do we really need to go to Overland Park and see this lady?
他说好啊，那我们就一路就过去。
And he said, okay, let's go.
我们就一家一家的找。
So we just look house by house.
找到了这个门牌。
And eventually we found this door.
那我们就到门口。
And we come to the door.
这门口外面有一个偶像。
We saw an idol. Right in front of the door.
这门的上面有一个写什么风水什么的。
And right above the door, there's some characters like 风水。
那房子看起来好像很安静。
The house looked quiet.
我们就按了电铃进去。
And we rang the bell and went in.
开始是女儿好像探个头出来。
So actually, the daughter received that first.
然后。他回过头跟妈妈讲说是中国人。
So she turned back and said to her mother, it was Chinese.
所以就让我们进去了。
So they let us in.
结果我们跟他谈话里面才知道。
When we talked with her.
这是他们放假节期的最后一天。
This is the last day of their vacation.
先生第二天就要去上班了。
And the husband,We'll go to work the next day.
他们已经出去玩了一整个礼拜。
They had a whole week vacation.
礼拜六很晚才回来。
And they went back home very late Saturday night.
那不晓得就是什么原因，为什么先生一大早起来
？Somehow the husband went up very early in the morning.
就在擦枪了。
And the husband was cleaning his gun.
然后，但是他们家全家都在休息。
Everybody was resting.
然后听到有枪声。
And they heard the gunfire.
太太出来一看，先生躺在血泊里。
And when the wife came out, he saw her husband in the blood.
当然，没有人可以证明说他是怎么样，我们只能说是意外。
Nobody can prove what happened. They would just say that's an accident.
但是我们知道很多的报道里面
But there are a lot of reports.
当我们在这节期到最高峰的时候
When We are in the peak of the festival.
在统计上,
Actually, there was a statistic figure that a lot of suicide was committed at that time.
因为他们觉得我又要再回去重新一年再开始再辛苦再经营然后再有一个假期
Because they are not willing to go back to their normal life.
所以主耶稣这时候他站起来说话。
So now Jesus stand up and said.
约翰福音第37节他说 耶稣站着高声说,
And Jesus stood up and cried out.
人若渴了可以到我这里来,
If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
信我的人, 就如经上所说的, 从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
我们知道, 神把以色列人带出埃及, 他一直要把他们带到迦南美地。
We know that God led Israel out of Egypt. His purpose is to let them into Canaan.
他能够在那边迦南美地享受那边的出产,
to enjoy the beautiful land.
但是我们看到, 百姓是做了,
but the Israel people, they did came out of Egypt.
节期也来了,
and the feast came.
他们可能也献上了这祭物,
and they offered their offerings.
但是年过一年,
but years after years,
他们心慢慢地离开了神,
gradually their heart turned back from the Lord.
有牛羊献在上面,
they have oxes, they have sheep.
他们可能想了心里想了其他的事,
but their hearts are on other things.
所以我们记得在希伯来书第10章5到6节这么说,
actually in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10 verse 5 and 6,
在希伯来书的作者他说, 所以基督到世上来的时候就说, 神啊, 祭物和礼物是你不愿意的, 你曾给我预备了身体, 燔祭和礼物是你不喜欢的。
Here it says, Therefore when he came into the world, he said, Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure.
从耶稣看到, 在这最大的节日的时候, 人他们心里面还是干渴的。
So you can see that people are still thirsty in the greatest day of the festival.
所以他在那边呼召,
So Jesus called.
他说你来到我这边, 你信我, 你喝我了, 你就可以得到满足。
Come, drink, and believe.
很多时候, 我们来到神的面前,
Many times we come before the Lord.
时间久了以后,
Days after days.
我们好像慢慢的, 我们觉得就是变成一个例行的事情。
Gradually, it just become a very normal thing to us.
我们的心开始又慢慢的又饥渴了。
Our heart became thirsty again.
当时我们信主的时候, 那股火热在哪里呢?
Where is the passion when we first believe?
我们起初的爱又到哪里去了呢?
Where is the first love?
我们那时候的甘甜怎么不见了呢?
Where is the sweetness?
那个饥渴又重新又出现。
And the thirstiness comes again.
就像那个妇人去打水, 她每天去打水, 她还是会渴。
Just like the Samaritan woman,
她的生活里面她想找可以满足她的但是却找不着。
She tried to find everything that can satisfy her, but she cannot find.
她可以换很多的先生,
She can change a lot of husbands,
但是找不到满足。
But she cannot find the satisfaction.
她好像也有去敬拜,
She even came to worship,
但是好像也不晓得这是不是对的敬拜。
But she didn't know whether right or wrong.
直到耶稣跟她说, 我就是来到我这边, 我就赐给你这个活水的泉源。
Until one day Jesus said to her, I am the living water.
而且是一个泉源,
and the fountain of the living water.
泉源是会涌出活水的。
And the living water will gush out of the fountain.
所以如果我们能够来到他的面前,
If we come before him,
不止我们可以满足,
not only that we can be satisfied,
而且是一个泉源,
because also we get a fountain.
这个泉源要涌出水来,
and living water will gush out of it.
这个涌出的水也能够解其他人的干渴,
and this water can also satisfy others.
有时候我们跟某些弟兄谈话,
Sometimes we talk with some brothers
或者是姊妹,
or sisters.
我们就觉得, 哇, 他们的话很安慰我们,
and many times we feel like that their words can comfort us a lot.
很激励我们,
and can encourage us a lot.
带着神的能力,
and there is the power of God.
这个就是从他们的腹中涌出活水的江河,
that is the living water out of them.
但是有些时候, 我们看到别人难处,
but there are some other times when we saw some other people have difficulties. And we can't speak. Because we feel we are thirsty also.
怎么会有这样的事情呢?
How can this happen?
当我们接受主的时候, 他不是已经答应我们,
haven't He promised to give us the fountain of the living water when we first believed?
我们看一下第38节。
Let us read verse 38.
信我的人就如经上所说, 从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
39节, 耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。
By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive.
那时还没有赐下圣灵来。
Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given.
因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀,
since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
我们记得耶稣带着他的门徒到一个山上的时候,
we remember that when Jesus brought his disciples to the mountain,
他变成了荣形,
he transformed, transfigured.
三个门徒看到 主他有荣光,
so the three disciples saw his glory.
他们看到这神的荣耀,
they saw the glory of God.
所以有些人说, 哦, 我们在这边太好了, 我们在这边搭个帐篷来住,
so some of them were really to have a tabernacle there and stay there.
但是我们看到天上却有声音说, 这是我的爱子,
but there was a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved son.
你要听他,
hear him.
我们在想到就是主他在十字架上,
we can remember that when our Lord was on the cross,
他为我们钉死,
he crucified for us,
他复活以后,
after his resurrection,
他那时候他有荣耀,
he revealed his glory.
我们也看到他升天的时候他也有荣耀,
he had the glory when he ascended to heaven,
他也答应说他要赐下这圣灵来,
and he promised he will give us the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵来到的时候,
when the Spirit came,
我们有着圣灵接受在我们心里里面的时候,
whoever received this Spirit,
不止我们可以想起他的话,
not only we can remember his words,
给我们能力,
not only we can have power,
而且让我们能够从腹中能够涌出这活水的江河,
and also living water will gush out from within us,
可以滋润别人的干渴,
and to satisfy the thirst of others.
所以我们看到他不只是那生命的粮,
so he is not only the bread of life,
而且他也是那活水的泉源,
and he is also the fountain of the living water.
我们来到他面前,
we come before him,
不止我们可以满足,
not only we can be satisfied,
而且其他的人也能够从我们身上得到满足,
a lot of others can be satisfied as well from us.
可能是我们的见证,
maybe our testimonies,
可能是我们的话语,
maybe our words,
或者是我们的行动,
maybe our behavior,
能够成为别人的帮助,
may become the help of others.
这些都是从圣灵而来,
this will all come from the Holy Spirit.
所以今年以来, 我们一直说认识耶稣为至宝,
so this year we talked a lot about the most importantness of knowing Jesus Christ.
因为他是那赐活水的,
because he is the one who will give us the living water.
我们来到他面前,
we come before him.
我们信他, 我们喝他,
we believe him and we drink him and we will be satisfied.
有时候我们多年就是离开了主, 我们心里干渴,
some of us many years we left the Lord and we are thirst in our hearts.
我们想找其他的神来代替,
we try to find other gods.
但是我们换得的却是更多的,
but the result is much more worried.
世上实在是找不到有更好的泉源,
There's no better fountain than this fountain.
唯有主耶稣他为我们成就的。
Only what Jesus has accomplished for us.
他在十字架上为我们成就的。
He accomplished on the cross.
能够把我们带到这泉源里面。
Can let us into this fountain.
最近我们很喜欢去看的电影就是，那是什么？基督的圣行哈。
Nowadays there's a movie called The Passion of Christ.
你知道这位导演他花了多少时间来预备？
Did you know that how much time the director has spent on this movie preparing for it?
他以前是一个很成功的导演。
Before he was a very successful director.
他生命到了高峰。
And he reached the peak of his career life.
要有钱有权。
He has a fortune.
他有名声。
And he has fame.
他有好的家庭。
And good families.
有好的子女。
And good children.
但是他说人生只有一句话。
But he said that there's only one word. For
他说他在里面满了痛苦。
But within him, he said he was very
in pain.
There's a lot of pain in himself.
他说你要问他访问他的话，他说我人生就是一个字 in pain.
If you visit him, he said that's just one two words in pain.
为什么我们好像很多我们在地上追求，为什么到最后得到的人他说是痛苦？
Why the people that looked like had everything we want in the world, they still have so much pain in their heart?
一直到他找到在十字架前面找到答案。
Not until that he found the answer before the cross.
神在他心里面就放下一个种子。
God put a seed in his heart.
就是你要把这样的事情，因为你是导演，你会演电影，所以把这样的事情演出来。
And God said to him, just to make this into a movie to show everyone.
一共12年的时间。
It was about 12 years.
他也读了很多的书。
He read a lot of books.
也拜访了这些医生们。
He visited a lot of doctors.
是不是有这回事？
To find evidence.
要证明就是耶稣是不是那样的受苦？
To prove, did Jesus really suffer that much?
最后终于把这样的影片拍好。
Eventually, he made this movie. And we believe that it had moved a lot of people.
最近有一个韩国的医生。
Recently, there's a Korean doctor.
我有机会听到他的见证。
I had a chance to hear his testimony.
他也是在芝加哥附近。
He is close to Chicago.
这部影片也是给他很大的。
And this movie had a huge impact on the doctor.
我上礼拜去看我女儿在Michigan那个地方。
I went to Michigan to see my daughter.
这个韩国医生刚好在那边做见证。
So it happened that the Korean doctor had a testimony there.
我就也听到。
I heard that testimony.
他大概是30中。
He's about in his mid 30s.
很年轻。
He was still young.
他这个八月，他被主呼召，他愿意到非洲去，就是一方面医疗，一方面他愿意传道。
He was called to be a missionary to Africa.
特别是在艾滋病方面。
Especially in the area of the curing of AIDS.
他说那边每天死的人太多了。
There are so many people dying there daily.
一共现在有1400万个孤儿。
So there's about 140,000.
14 million.
14 million.
Are
orphans there?
父母这一代全部都被这艾滋病所就已经死了。
Their parents had all died because of AIDS.
有些有祖父母在照顾。
Some of them were taken care of by their grandparents.
有些没有,
and some of them don't have.
他们就是自生自灭,
and don't have anyone to take care of them.
他说这14万人如果这些孩子长大的话, 以后都会成为社会问题。
So he said that when these 14 million children grown up, if nobody take care of them, they will all become a social problem. He said he would like to put down his good life here.
他愿意去那边就是传福音,
he's willing to share the gospel there.
也愿意, 用他有限的医疗, 知识,
and also use his limited medical knowledge to help them.
他孩子是两岁, 四岁, 六岁, 八岁。
So he has kids that are 2, 4, 6, and 8.
但是他下了这样的决心,
but he made such a decision.
他在8月中他就走,
in the mid-August, he left there, left for there.
他用了一段话, 我是觉得对我印象很深。
He had some words that had I have great impression.
他是用希伯来书第13章。
It's in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13.
这不是我们今天要看,
that's not what we'll read.
他是讲到从幔内到营外。
It's from the
inside the curtain to
from inside the curtain to outside.
我们知道幔内是至圣所。
We know inside is the Holy of Holies.
那边有敬拜。
There's worship.
那边有感恩。
There's thanksgiving.
在那边敬拜的是非常好。
That's wonderful to be there.
但是在营外,
but in the outside,
是有黑暗,
there's darkness.
有哭泣,
there's crying.
有呻吟,
there's groan.
他看到主耶稣是被带到这营外去,
he saw that Jesus was led outside to be crucified on the cross.
他觉得他今天也应该有这样的心智, 就是到营外去拯救这些灵魂。
He felt that today he needed to follow Jesus to go outside to save the soul.
我相信这些人他们都已经尝了活水。
I believe that these people, they have tasted the living water.
就是这位韩国医生。
For example, this Korean doctor.
但是我看到今天他要流出来的是从他腹中要流出活水的江河。
But today the living water is flowed within him.
就是为他们祷告, 让他们在那边能够, 在事工上面能够展开。
And pray for them that their missionary can be a success.
我相信神也会照顾他们家人。
And I believe God will take care of his family.
感谢主神把这个圣灵赐下。
Thank the Lord, he gave us the Holy Spirit.
因为他今天已经得荣耀,
because he has been glorified.
他也把圣灵赐下来,
and he gave us this Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们听了神的话会有感动。
So today we can be moved after we heard the word of God.
因为圣灵要到各处,
because Holy Spirit is everywhere.
他要进入那些相信者的里面。
He will enter into those who want to believe.
我们今天看到不是以色列人的历史。
So we are not just seeing the history of the Israelites. It is a situation of our own. Because Spirit is a counselor. And teaches within ourselves. So that we can be a helper of others as well. You know that Holy Spirit was given to the disciples in the Pentecostal.
在使徒行传那边说到,
in Acts,
耶稣说, 第五节, 第一章第五节, 约翰是用水施洗, 但不多几日, 你们要受圣灵的洗。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 5, here it says, for John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
然后到了第八节, 他又说, 但圣灵降在, 降临在你们身上, 你们就必得着能力, 并要在耶路撒冷, 犹太, 全地, 和撒玛利亚, 直到地极, 做我的见证。
And verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
我相信彼得跟其他使徒们都得了这能力。
I believe that Peter and all the other disciples, they all had this power.
所以到了使徒行传第二章,
so in chapter 2 of Acts,
彼得起来说话的时候,
and Peter, he stood up and speak.
第37节说, 众人听见这话, 觉得扎心, 就对彼得和其余的使徒说,
so in verse 37, we can see that When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, Brothers, what shall we do?
弟兄们，我们当怎样行？然后三十八节，彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
And here in verse 38, Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
39节他说，因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。
And in verse 39, the promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call.
我们罪得赦。
Our sins will be forgiven.
我们奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
And be baptized in the name of the Lord.
领受圣灵。
To receive the Holy Spirit.
这是应许是给我们。
The promise is for us.
给我们的儿女。
For our children.
给远方的人。
And for those who are far off.
今天我们听见的。
And for those who are here today.
每一个人都有份。
Everyone else have the portion.
你来到他面前。
Come before him.
你就可以领受。
And you can receive.
昨天我去参加格里汉他们，就是格里汉是六月份要来。
So we know that Billy Graham will come to Kansas City about June.
他来以前有一些训练。
And there was some seminar before, some training before he came.
我相信我们当中有好多弟兄们他们也去参加了。
And some brothers here, we went to the training together.
我因为住在北边，所以我去北边比较靠近的地方参加。
So I went to a training in Northland.
我去的时候，哎，我看前面有一个。有一个白头发的美国先生。
So I saw an American brother with white hair.
我觉得他好面熟。
And I saw him sometime before.
他转过头来。
He turned back.
哦，我记得了。
And I remembered.
他是以前我上班公司的 vice president.
So he was a vice president of the company that I worked for.
以前我上班时候，我很羡慕这些 top executives.
So when I was working there, I admired these top executives.
不止他们，人家尊敬。
Not only they were respected by others.
薪水也高。
They had higher salaries.
大家都是跟在他们后面跑。
And everybody followed them.
那但是我。也很愿意看到，就是说这些最高级的这些管理员，他们退休以后，他们做些什么
？Well, I'm glad to see what they will do after they retire.
很多人就是退休以后就搬到没有人去的地方，然后不久我们就听到什么心脏病。
So some of them they move to some place without other people, and later we heard they had heart attack.
但是这位他却愿意就是做传福音。
But this president, he wants to spend the rest of his life to share gospel.
那我聚完会以后，我就跟他出去。
After the meeting, I followed him.
他看到我，他还记得我名字。
He saw me and he still remembered my name.
那我们两个同时讲说 ，What are you doing here?
So we said together, 你在这里做什么？
当然，我们讲完问完以后，我们觉得说。这个问题是多余的。
After we asked the question, we realized that's an extra question.
我们就是今天为传福音，所以才来这里的。
We were there because we wanted to share gospel.
所以他慢慢跟我讲，就是他退休以后。
He shared with me that after his retirement.
他就是现在就住在 Kearney, Missouri 那个小 town.
He lived in a small town called Kearney, in Missouri.
他说他不是一个牧师。
He was not a pastor.
但是他有心智，在那边有一个监狱，在那边传福音。
But he wants to share gospel in jail.
他已经做了很多年了。
He had shared the gospel for many years there.
他知道格里汉牧师要来这边，他也希望也有参与。
He knew that Pastor Billy Graham will come very soon, so he wanted to help.
所以他希望成为是一个陪谈员。
He wanted to be a counselor.
那他问我现在在干什么。
He asked me, what am I doing now?
那我也是稍微跟他讲一下，我说我现在也在这边有一个中国教会里面。
So I told him that I was serving in a Chinese church.
哦，他点点头说，哇，中国人工作很多。
So he nodded and said, there's a lot of work among Chinese.
所以我是觉得就是我们看中的这个这位老弟兄。
So what I'm trying to say is for this elder brother.
我觉得他从他的腹中是流出活水江河。
I can feel that out of from within him, I can feel the living water.
他不是过去以前做了那么高的职位，退休以后他就去哪边就去真的是退休。
It's not just after retire from very high position, he's not just enjoy the retirement, his own retirement.
他希望把这福音传给那些真正需要的。
What he wants is to share the gospel to those who need.
神给他摆在是监狱的事工。
So God put him in the ministry of in the jail.
我相信神会祝福他。
I believe God will bless him.
我相信他已经接近80岁了。
I knew he was about 80.
以前看他走路就是有风。
Before when I saw him, you can feel the wind when he passed by you.
但是现在我觉得他是一瘸一瘸的走开。
Now he looks like a lame person.
但是我觉得他是满了圣灵。
But I know Holy Spirit is full in him.
让我们能够也领受这样的一个活水江河。
Let us receive this river of the living water.
让我们从我们腹中也能够流出这活水江河。
Let this fountain of living water be within us.
让众人能够知道他的名。
Let everyone know his name.
让众人也能够领受他的福音。
Let us receive his gospel.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢你，今天你也是在这边高声的呼喊。
Lord, we thank you that you call on us today.
要我们能够信你。
That we can believe you.
也能够喝你。
That we can drink you.
我们就要从腹中能够流出那活水的江河。
That the living water.Will flow out from within us.
主，谢谢你满足了我们的饥渴。
Lord, we thank you that you satisfy our thirst.
你赐下了圣灵成为我们的能力。
You give the Holy Spirit to be our power.
我们才能够传那悔改的福音。
So that we can share the gospel and lead people to repentance.
才能够把人带到十字架的跟前。
To lead people to your cross.
不然我们一点能力都没有。
Otherwise, we have no power.
甚至我们也失去了起初的爱。
And we have lost the first love.
爱你的心。
The heart to love you.
主，求你今天让我们再次能够回过头来。
Lord, lead us to turn back to you.
让我们能够因着你所赐的圣灵，让我们再次的坚强起来。
Because of the Holy Spirit that you gave us, let us be strong again.
知道你所给我们的这是不朽坏的种子。
Let us know that the seed you gave us is imperishable seed.
谢谢你在十字架为我们死。
Thank you died on the cross for us.
也谢谢你为我们复活。
And thank you resurrected for us.
我们赞美你。
We praise you.
祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We praise in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.